You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Over the weekend, the major hospital systems in Columbus, Mount Carmel, OhioHealth, and OSU's Wexner Medical Center, announced they will use the Greater Columbus Convention Center as their external surge site. That's the location where they'll treat patients once all of their beds are filled. Dr. Robert Falcone is the CEO of the Columbus Medical Association, and he joins me now to help us understand the details. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Claire.
So tell me how this surge site will work.
It will help us cover patients in central, southeastern, and central eastern Ohio. It will work as a step-down unit. All COVID, all patients who have either been in the hospital and are ready for discharge but not ready to go home, or have been in a hospital and do not need that hospital care but do need continued care.
Essentially, a new patient would never go straight to the surge site. It would always be someone who had already been at a hospital and was almost ready to go home.
Correct. Or who had been to the hospital and the hospital felt they couldn't be released home but needed continued care. So they could come from an emergency department.
When do you think this surge site will be necessary?
It's not clear. Right now, we have excess capacity with our level one surge. Level two will double that capacity. Level three will add about 2,000 more beds to that. We are predicting, as is the governor, that by the end of April, early May, we will see our peak surge. Our plan is to have logistics settled by this week and to be ready to stand this up within 72 hours.
Let's talk a little bit about those logistics. How do you prepare a convention center to take care of people's health?
Yeah, it seems pretty amazing, doesn't it? But
yeah.
The convention center is really good at organizing big events, and this is a big event. Each system will have their own space. There'll be some shared services, some services provided by the convention center, and then services that each hospital will provide. They'll use their own electronic medical record, their own pharmacy, probably their own dietary, and their own staff. And between the three adult hospital systems, we'll coordinate that care.
What's normal is kind of constantly shifting right now, but this still strikes me as a pretty big step. Is this something that hospital administrators consider most of the time, or is it just an out of the blue because this is a once-in-a-lifetime event?
We've been planning this for over 10 years as Central Ohio and Southeastern and Central Eastern Ohio are not far behind. So we have been planning, preparing, and practicing for this. We have never stood this level of response up. So yes, it is a once-in-a-lifetime.
But one that you seem prepared for.
I think we are. I think that we are in very good shape. What we are not prepared for is COVID. We don't really know much about this disease. We don't know completely how it's transmitted. We don't know how long it lasts. We don't know how many people are going to be affected. We don't have a vaccine, and we don't have any definitive care for it other than supportive care. Unlike the flu pandemics, which have all been influenza A, which we understand very well, can prepare for it, can treat, COVID is new to us.
And when it comes to treating it, space is just one concern. Staffing and PPE are also critical to ensure that patients receive care. How are the hospital systems coming along on that front?
Very well, and we're doing it collaboratively. Right now, we are adequately staffed and have adequate PPE. As it expands, that may no longer be the case, but we will figure out a way to make it happen as a community. As you probably know, Battelle has been approved to reprocess 160,000 masks a day, and those masks can be processed up to 20 times. So there's some real light at the end of the tunnel there. We also are looking to do the same stand-up of industry to help us with gowns and face shields.
Dr. Robert Falcone, thank you so much for talking with me today.
It's been my pleasure. We'll get through this, and there'll be light at the end of the tunnel.